Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you should know you should check your draft stats first before you put them on your fantasy team. Or you should definitely check the expiration date on that can of bean dip you picked up at the gas station first before you dive in. Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. See Allstate.com for details. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois. As a business owner, you're always going that extra mile to pursue your passions. So you deserve partners who can help you go further with premium benefits and rewards. The American Express Business Platinum Card offers world-class business and travel benefits so you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. With the Amex Business Platinum Card, you can earn 1.5 times membership rewards points on select business purchases. And you can get complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
Happy Valentine's Day.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Rich, love you. No, adore you. Love you.
The Rich Eisen Show.
Brock, Del Tufo, what's up? TJ, my brother from another mother. Love you.
Live from The Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
I love this.
Today's guests, Prime Video TNF analyst Ryan Fitzpatrick, Basketball Hall of Famer Grant Hill, CBS Sports NFL analyst and Super Bowl champion Jason McCourty. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
That's right. Welcome to this edition of The Rich Eisen Show. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Happy President's Day weekend, everybody. Happy Philadelphia Eagles Parade Day, everybody. Welcome to this three-hour edition of The Rich Eisen Show. Ryan Fitzpatrick will be joining us shortly. Grant Hill to talk about how he and the rest of the collegians back in 1992 beat the Dream Team. There's a new documentary on that coming out. Jason McCourty will help us, I guess, close the books on Super Bowl 59 as we turn the page to the combine and everything else. And the everything else is all 31 teams trying to chase down the Eagles. You can chase us down at 844-204-RICH, being the number to dial right here on the Roku Sports Channel, Infinity Sports Network, 120 radio affiliates coast to coast, Sirius XM, Odyssey. And then there's our podcast listeners. We say hello to you. Chris Brockman, good to see you on this Friday.
Hey, Rich.
Sir.
What's up, man?
Jason Feller is here because Mike Del Tufo is currently giving a Valentine's Day nut to a squirrel.
That's wow. Not a metaphor. For
okay,
anything.
Very good.
Happy
good to
Valentine's.
T.J. Jefferson. Is the candle lit over there? What are you doing?
Well, look, I need a new candle, and I can't believe you could even say that on Roku.
Very good. Good to see you over there,
what's up,
T.J.
Fellas?
Good to see you.
What's up, T.J.?
There's one aspect of the Super Bowl that we haven't talked about, I don't know how this slipped through the cracks.
Oh.
But when you've got a 2,000-yard rusher in Saquon and you got Jalen Hurts as the MVP and you've got a defense that sacked Patrick Mahomes six times and you got a 22-year-old pick-sixing Mahomes on his birthday and Cooper DeJean and you've got a parade that's about to start in downtown Philadelphia.
It's going.
It's
okay,
going.
Okay, great.
Oh,
yeah.
Great. And we'll get to that in a second. When this is all happening, I don't know how, but kind of forgot to talk about the coach. And it's kind of crazy, man, because Nick Sirianni is a lightning rod in many ways in Philadelphia for being what? Himself? Not Andy Reid enough? Not Doug Peterson enough? Not head coach CEO enough?
You know what I think it is? I think he's too Philly.
I don't know, man.
You know, he's out there, man.
I would think that the people there in that town would kind of dig him because, you know, he showed up at Indianapolis. I guess nobody knew who he was. Nobody was talking about, we got to get this guy. He wasn't like the hottest coordinator when they hired him, right? I mean, wasn't any of that stuff. And, you know, do you remember the way he showed up when he was watering and fertilizing and all of that business?
His press conference was bad.
And we were wondering, like, are they going to eat him alive?
Yeah, roll it.
It's really important that the foundation is being built and that the roots are growing out. And the only way the roots grow out every single day and they grow stronger and they grow better is if that we all put our we all water, we all fertilize, we all do our part. Each individual coach, each individual player, everybody in the building, that we do our part to water to make sure that when it does pop out, it really pops out. Pops out and it grows.
That was after his first few months there, and we're like, when he said this, we were wondering, how's this guy going to last?
Yeah, nope, not going to last at all.
Right? How's he going to last? And today, he's atop a double-decker bus in Philadelphia, I'm assuming, with 54 career wins. In four seasons as head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. Three behind George Seifert, who, as we all know, took over a 49ers team from Bill Walsh that was ready-made to go, with the exception of trying to win with Steve Young, and he did. That's five clear of Jim Harbaugh and John Harbaugh and Matt LaFleur, who's been nothing but spectacular there and getting his flowers in Green Bay for doing what he's been doing. And Sirianni became the eighth youngest head coach to win a Super Bowl. The Eagles had, as we mentioned, one of the most impressive seasons we've ever seen. 18 wins. That's tied with the 84 Niners, the 85 Bears, and the 07 Patriots for the most in a single season. The 40 points in the Super Bowl. Had eight consecutive offensive drives scored. He had eight offensive drives in the game, including the one that ended it. NFL film showed behind the scenes of post turnover on downs in the third quarter, 27-0, Chiefs down, Eagles up, taking the reins of the offense over again. NFL films heard him basically tell Kellen Moore, we win, we score, game's over.
That clip was awesome.
And he just said, just call it.
And he's like walking call away. It. He's like, just call it.
Hurts throws up top, touchdown. And Hurts, being the guy that he is, you know, I understand the two of them. There's always a conversation that they're not on the same page and things like that, which blows my mind. Because when Sirianni took over, Hurts had just been benched at the end of the season, in the final game of the season, in the most bizarre fashion, after he got the job because Carson Wentz was suddenly unusable and the Eagles kept trying to use him and hoping that the guy who signed that big fat contract after being drafted second overall in his second contract with the Eagles would turn into the guy in the first contract of the Eagles, and he never did again. Sirianni's the one who came in and put the Jalen Hurts t-shirt on. And I know, I guess that's what people think. He just wears t-shirts, he rah-rahs, and then he's just totally nuts on the sideline. And then, you know, after they fell to 2-2 this year, losing 33-16 in Tampa, which has been their bugaboo, the 2 years they didn't make the Super Bowl of the 4 years that Sirianni's been the head coach there and Hurts has been the quarterback there, making the playoffs every year. The season ended in a playoff loss, one and done in Tampa. So they lose to Tampa in Tampa again this year. And all the PTSD, for the lack of a better phrase, shows up. And they gave up 445 yards of offense. And Jalen Hurts had a fumble and only 158 yards passing because there was no Devontae Smith, no A.J. Brown, no Lane Johnson. They got boat raced. And they go into the bye week. And Sirianni comes out looking like Private Pyle. He shaved his head. And everyone's wondering, what's going on with this? And they lost only one game after that all the rest of the season.
Didn't he bring his kids out to one post-gamer? And
he does that a lot.
But people accused him of like using them as a shield.
Human shields.
Yeah.
145 points in the postseason. That is the most in the history of the NFL's postseason. 14 more than the 94 49ers, who I think put up 93,000 points on the Chargers in the Super Bowl.
I think Jerry Rice just got another one.
How about this one? The Eagles' defense, and just in general, altogether, they were plus 12 in the turnover margin in the playoffs. Plus 12. That's tied for second best in a single postseason, one behind TJ's vaunted 92 Cowboys, who were also the last team to have the league's leading rusher, the number one scoring defense, and win the Super Bowl. That's the last one to do it.
Those were the days.
The 92 Cowboys, dynastic Cowboys, and the 2024 Philadelphia Eagles. Got to give it up to Nick Sirianni. You must. And I imagine Jeffrey Lurie will do so in dollars and cents. And, you know, and I guess everyone should seek out that NFL Films snippet, because everyone wonders, what is Sirianni doing? Well, he's keeping the team together, too. Don't forget all the passing problem stuff and the inner excellence, and he just kept it on the rails and kept crushing it.
Yep.
And I can't wait to see what he's going to be like at a parade today.
Out of control.
And in that respect,
this parade looks hot.
Let's do this. Before it goes any further, this parade.
Okay.
Don't look at it, because I want to do a quick fantasy draft.
Okay.
Of what?
Offensive, defensive player,
okay,
flex of who you think is going to be the star of the parade.
Star of the drunkest.
Well, I mean, that could be your interpretation.
That's your interpretation.
You know what I mean? Like,
okay. All right.
Star of the draft, offensive player, defensive player, and flex. And
okay, got.
Hold on.
Got one.
I mean, I have some options.
Well, guess what? It's going to be a snake draft, and who goes first?
Okay.
I have the.
I was wondering what you were doing.
Price is Right wheel.
Okay.
Who's one spinning? Spin. Just only one spin.
All right.
Only one spin. I'll spin for you, Chris.
Well, I don't want you to do that. I don't want.
You're
you
gonna come.
I don't want you tipping the scales.
Do you have Price is Right music?
I do.
Jay Felly, please. Here we go.
TJ, hit my music.
Where are you going?
I'm gonna walk in front of the camera.
Who cares about walking in front of the cameras? You're taking like the long road here.
He's a professional.
Okay.
Though.
Oh my God, just waste more time. Spin it. Here
then
we go.
I guess I should get up and get
here
ready.
Here we go. Chris Brockman is spinning, spinning and spinning. Oh God, more time needs to be taken here. Oh my God. Here we go. The wheel is stopping and 90. All right. I'll spin next. Here we go. 90. Oh my God. I'm going to get the last pick in this draft. I know it. Come on. Give me a buck. Oh, it was just 5 cents. TJ, come on up. Jay, you don't mind if I spin for you, do you?
You'd be my proxy.
Okay. Go ahead. Come on. Jeez. Here we go. TJ Jefferson spinning.
This wheel is very well lubricated.
It's great. It's great. Here we go. And it stops at...
Oh, one more revolution. It's going to be close.
70.
70.
All right, Jay, I'm going to spin for you.
All right.
Here we go. There's the spin. There's the spin. There's the spin. And Jay has 85.
Oh, all right. Thank you,
wow.
Rich.
Okay, so Rich is going around the room. Brockman, Jay, TJ, and me, and then
fantastic.
We'll go back.
Fantastic.
Offensive player, defensive player,
all right,
and flex of who's going to be the stars of the Philadelphia Eagles victory parade.
I saw this man shotgun a beer in the locker room. Give me Saquon.
Saquon is your overall number one overall pick. Why not? Jay, you're next.
Let's go with the big boys. Let's go Mekhi Becton.
Mekhi
Ooh,
Becton.
Whoa.
Okay, very good. Keep the music going if you don't mind. Jay, TJ, what do you got?
Man, I'm with Jay on the big boys, but I'm going with Jordan Mailata.
Mailata nice. Is a great choice.
I think he's going to get down.
You guys
tonight.
Are all going offense to start, huh? You guys are going all offense to start. So I'm going to, so now I get to choose two, right?
But you get two picks, yeah.
All right, I'm going to go offense, and I'll go offensive line. I'm going to go Cam Jurgens.
Okay, good one.
And then here's my flex. My flex is I'm going to go Jason Kelce.
I knew you were going to take him.
I think Jason Kelce is going to show up, and I think Jason Kelce will be there, and I'm going to take him as my flex.
Okay.
You're next, TJ. Who is getting with Jordan Mailata?
All right, well, then I'm sticking with the big dogs, and I'm going with Lane Johnson.
Well, you can't. So that's you a have to get a deep.
Oh, that's
your
a flex.
That's
flex.
A flex.
That's a flex. Yeah, that's a flex.
Okay. And you have to choose a defensive player, as do I, to finish up.
Yeah. Felly.
Let's go. 314 pounds, Jalen Carter.
Jalen Carter.
Good one. Good one.
Jalen
good one.
Carter. Now you finish up, Chris. You need a defense and a flex.
Okay. Defensive player. I got a little listening to the Green Light Pod. I knew that Chris Long delivered his mink coat from the last Eagles parade to this person. I'm going to go Josh Sweat.
Josh Sweat.
And then I love taking one of the big boys, but I'm going to go the other birthday boy. I'm going to go Cooper DeJean as my flex.
That was going to be mine.
Well, especially since he just became of legal drinking age last year.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, switching it up to less big boys. Let's go AJ Brown for flex.
AJ Brown.
Good one. I think I saw him just slam a beer.
Flex. Okay, so Jay's in the lead then.
I think Jay's winning so far, yeah.
All right. Two offensive linemen. TJ, how are you going to finish
defense.
Up? How are you
going
to finish up?
Well, I'm going to go defense, obviously, and to quote Pat McAfee, I'm going to finish up the backfield of the exciting whites, and I'm going to go with Reed Blankenship.
Well done. Well done. Right. Exciting whites. Yeah.
And then I'm going to finish up.
Rich, you need defense.
Defense. Oh, my goodness. I'm so glad you left this guy for me to finish up because I have no idea how there's not going to be at least some fisticuffs with C.J. Gardner-Johnson and something. Okay.
Okay. Good point.
Okay.
Good point.
I don't know who he's going to argue with. Maybe a
That's
horse.
Funny. I have no idea. You might find a telephone pole at some point.
No idea.
Well done. All well right. Done.
Punches
well
done. Will be thrown, is what you're saying.
That's our fantasy draft here.
That came out of nowhere.
Offense, defense, and flex. So Chris has got Saquon, Josh Sweat, and Cooper DeJean.
Yes.
Mekhi Becton was the second one off the board for Jay Felly. Jalen Carter and AJ Brown is your team. Jordan Mailata, Lane Johnson, Reed Blankenship.
Good.
TJ Jefferson.
Man, we all have good squads.
Mine is Cam Jurgens. I guess his beef Jurgens will be out there on display. Yeah. CJ Gardner-Johnson on defense, and my flex is Jason Kelce.
Got a lot riding on the Kelce pick.
I know. He might not even be there. I can't imagine Jason Kelce would not be at this victory parade, or he just wants no part of it because obviously his his brother is on the losing end.
I think anything is in play when it comes to the Kelce.
All right. Well, keep an eye on it. Somebody who knows about partying and shirtless and things like that is Ryan Fitzpatrick. He's next. It's a What's More Likely Friday. A great top five in regards to President's Day. I think Brockman has that one.
Yeah, I'm taking that one.
Micah Parsons says there's a plan in place.
Uh-oh.
To sign him. We'll talk about, we'll talk about Micah on that front. Jason McCourty and you at 844-204-RICH, number to dial. If there's somebody that we left off, and you want to create your own fantasy team of all-star, parade all-stars for the Philadelphia Eagles, call us at 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Just can't cheat. Can't watch the parade and say, oh, I'll take this guy. And the guy just basically
face planted.
face planted with the Lombardi off the top of a bus. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Ryan Fitzpatrick of Prime Video, and being Ryan Fitzpatrick when we come back. Let's talk TurboTax, people. You might be sitting there going, wait a minute, Rich. I don't get it. It's not April. Why am I thinking about my taxes now? Why should I? Because with TurboTax, you can have an expert file for you as soon as today. You get a TurboTax expert's undivided attention when you use TurboTax, and they work on your return in real time. Once upon a time, taxes is all about waiting and wondering and worrying. That's three things any fellow football fan can relate to, right? But nowadays, it's all about a TurboTax expert giving your taxes their undivided attention, just like your fantasy league waiver wire. Experts file with 100% accuracy so you can get your best return guaranteed. Know how it's all working for you right now rather than finding out at the last second and wondering if the person who's doing it for you knows what they're doing. With TurboTax, they've got an expert who knows what they're doing all the time. Now, this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com. Don't let the urge to sing along to that catchy tune distract you from that truck drifting towards your lane or that lane-splitting biker creeping up beside you. Fortunately, every Hyundai offers advanced safety features that can alert you to potential dangers around you. And Hyundai has over 120 IIHS Top Safety Awards since 2006 because Hyundai is always working to ensure the road doesn't get you. Hyundai vehicles have won over 120 IIHS Top Safety Awards from 2006 to 2024.
Are you looking for a voice that truly represents your values? AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, was created to champion the needs of Americans who believe in faith, family, and freedom. Members gain access to incredible member benefits and discounts, including the award-winning AMAC magazine. From exclusive discounts on travel, insurance, everyday services, to a strong voice in Washington, the Association of Mature American Citizens is here to make a difference in your life and in our nation. Anybody at any age can join. And you'll belong to a community that stands for timeless American values. In honor of President Trump's first 100 days in office, AMAC is offering an incredible deal. Incredible. Enroll in a five-year AMAC membership for 47% off. Normally it's $60. Join today. It's $32. That's $7 a year. Visit amac.us/mark. That's amac.us/mark. Join today. Take advantage of this special offer. That's amac.us/mark. Join AMAC and become part of a movement that stands for you, your family, and your future.
So, I'm already in the lead for the fantasy that we've got going on here for who's going to be the star of the Super Bowl parade with my last choice. Definitely not Mr. Irrelevant here. C.J. Gardner-Johnson. You just spotted him at the parade wearing a T-shirt that uses the Roman numerals of the game, L-I-X, to spell out the word licks.
Yep.
And in reference to a nether region.
Yeah.
Careful, careful.
And a certain group who can do that.
Yes.
That's all we can say.
I have a feeling. So that puts him in a leader in the clubhouse
now. We'll try to show this later on. But okay. Yes, that puts you in the lead. So
thank
far.
You.
Yeah.
I can't believe I can't believe you guys. Yeah, that's in reference to something being hot, right?
Well, you put those two things together and you can understand what he may have tweeted.
The T-shirt.
Subtle.
I mean, C.J. Gardner-Johnson using the Roman numerals to his advantage.
Yeah. Apparently, we're not going to show it at all today. Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, the back made an executive decision.
What about the front?
Yeah, I don't know. The back is protecting the front.
Normally, it's I mean, it's business in the front and party in the back.
I mean, there's no party in the business in the back.
And it's party in the front.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so they're protecting. So
they're protecting.
So, so the checks and balances system of the Rich Eisen Show is working.
It's working.
Unlike, the United States of America right now. I got you.
So we're a mullet out here? Is that what's going on?
No, or the reverse mullet. Or the reverse mullet, because I'm like, absolutely show the shirt that says Super Bowl licks my, you know what.
The door, where the Department of Rich Eisen Efficiency.
Yes.
Is working.
Very good.
It's working.
Very good.
We're the only show that wouldn't show this, by the way.
I don't know about that, actually.
I just want to be right in my fantasy.
Seek it out on your own.
I just want to win this fantasy league. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com. Or just stop by. Last time we chatted, I'm like, what would a parade be like in Buffalo? And he just basically said lit. It would be. It's going to be lit right now in Philadelphia. And joining us to talk about the reason why it's all going down in Philadelphia is one of our favorites from Thursday Night Football Prime Videos, Ryan Fitzpatrick, ladies and gentlemen. Hey. What's up, Fitz? How are you, Ryan?
Hey, guys. How are we doing today?
What's going on, brother?
You know what? The lick shirt, it makes reference to the Swifties. And so I think that's why we're not going to show it.
Oh, is that
it
what
does.
Is that?
And anything anti-Swifty is not okay. So
Ryan has seen it, obviously. So,
It's circulated everywhere.
It's going around. So
I drafted an anti-Swifty.
Well, I think he's just celebrating,
But I can't. I might have to kick C.J. Gardner-Johnson off my fantasy team.
Well, you're in the lead. So I don't know if you want to do that.
Yeah, we drafted who's going to win the parade, Ryan.
The best shot I've seen so far is the it's Blankenship up there, and they're all chanting Cooper, and he has to tell them, "I'm not Cooper."
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, the other half of the EWs.
He's the other one. The secondary.
The EWs.
The EWs, yes.
Oh, my God. Ryan Fitzpatrick giving us the 411 on what's going on with the parade. How is New Orleans for you? What's it like being you walking around New Orleans, man? What was that?
It was great. It was so much fun. So Amazon and our crew kind of had a presence out there. So it was a lot of fun just getting to hang out with not just kind of the on-screen people, but the behind-the-scene talent, some people you know well, Muir and Spoon and Betsy and the gang. A couple activities here or there. And then it was like every single night, you know, you try to get to bed by 11, midnight at the latest, and all of a sudden you walk into the hotel and there's somebody you hadn't seen forever in the lobby, and next thing you know, they're flicking the lights, it's 2:30, and you're like, oh my God, and then you get up and you do the same thing the next night. But that's Super Bowl, that's New Orleans, so I had a great time, it was awesome.
Who'd you run into? Who was your favorite run-in, Ryan?
Oh, my favorite run-in. I didn't get to see you, Rich, unfortunately.
I appreciate
that. I think you went to Rayos, did you not?
I did indeed. Yes, sir. I did on Thursday night.
So the pop-up at Rayos, which was in the Warehouse District, two people that were next to me at the table next to me, Pete Davidson and Kevin Costner.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Well, all right.
I didn't get to talk to Pete, but I was trying to find an in. How am I going to get to talk to Kevin?
Yes.
Or Mr. Costner, if you will.
Yes, sir.
Well, the appetizers come. As you know, they serve appetizers first, and then they're going to bring the entrees and everything else. So appetizers are coming. There's only two people at our table, so we're wondering if we could eat all of them or we have to leave some. But very good. Kevin Costner puts his coat on and gets up. I think he's leaving. This might be my only chance. What do I do? Mm. He starts walking towards me. Oh, my God, what do I do? I'm looking straight forward. He grabbed, just kind of gives a little shoulder brush to me, to acknowledge, to say, hey, I know who you are. Nice seeing you. I'm stunned for 5 seconds, trying not to react, to play it cool. And then all my Amazon people are at the next table, just fist pumping and going crazy. Like, how do you know Kevin Costner? I don't. I love Tin Cup, but I don't know Kevin Costner. And so I thought that was it. I thought that was the interaction. But then it gets better, Rich. He sits back down at the table, and we make eye contact. I panic completely. Don't know what to do. So I just put up the peace sign. Just cool. A balloon. He gives me the finger gun. He starts shooting me, like waist high from the hip, shooting me with the finger gun. My Super Bowl week is made. There's nothing else that can top that. I got finger gunned by Kevin Costner.
Finger gunned by Costner.
Well, I mean, and then the shoulder rub was obviously the gateway that started the whole thing off. And that was it? You never conversed with the man? You never conversed with him?
No, no. So then I very, very slyly got up and walked to the other side of the table as if I were going to cut a meatball. And turned around. Oh, hey, Kevin. And we got into about a 5-minute conversation. Hey.
Wow, smooth.
Yeah, it was not smooth, but I thought it was smooth in my mind. I think it's funny. The thing that you realize, I played, but also now the Thursday night football thing is people love watching football. So unfortunately, I'm unavoidable sometimes in terms of the pre-half post. So he knew who I was. I've been watching this guy since I was a kid. And the fact that he could acknowledge and knew who I was kind of cool. And we got to have a 5-minute conversation.
Did you fanboy him at all? Ask him anything about his...
Pretty one-sided, I'm not going to lie. He was talking to me and I was just taking it in.
Fantastic.
You know,
Ryan, this is your new lot in life, man. You know, this is your new lot in life. You know, Elliot Ness is going to know you. You know, the governor of Montana is going to know you. You know, like, this is going to happen, Ryan. This is fantastic.
Yeah. Up, baby. Yeah.
Did you give him any tips about who's going to win the Super Bowl? Did you give him one of those?
We didn't get that far. You know, unfortunately, after that, I had a I had to brush him off. I had to talk to Joe Montana for a few. one of those nights, you know, just one of those nights.
That is so funny, man. Like, you never know who's going to be next in this whole conversation line. I love it. Ryan Fitzpatrick here on the Rich Eisen Show, fresh back from Super Bowl 59. So did you go home or did you watch it there? Did you watch the game in person?
So third year in a row for me, I've called the game for Sky Sports. And the way that they do it when they air it over in the UK, they do the American broadcast. And then in lieu of commercials, there's analysis.
Okay.
And so I've really enjoyed it 3 years in a row. And this year I did it with Neil Reynolds, who I've done it with every year.
Yes.
And Ndamukong Suh, who I didn't know very well. I just knew him as a player. Mm-hmm. And I got to tell you, I absolutely hated him as a player. He was mean. He was dirty. He hit hard. He stomped on me multiple times. He kneed me in the head a few times. But what a delightful human being. I don't know if you know him at all, but
he's been here.
I was shocked. I was shocked. He was great.
I know. Ryan, he's been here. First of all, what a monstrously large human he is. That's number one. Like, you can't.
Well, let me say this. Speaking of the random run-ins.
Yes.
First night in New Orleans, I'm going to a dinner with some Amazon folks, and I look in one of the restaurant windows, and it's Vita Vea. Well, I was teammates with Vita Vea, and it was a glass door, so I started doing a dance for Vita. And then I look, and he's having dinner with Ndamukong Suh. I wonder how much those two ate at that meal. Those were two large human beings. But sorry, I interrupted.
I'm just assuming there was no gluten-free option for that meal, Ryan. I'm just throwing that out there. Just to, you know, never know. But you know, Ndamukong is. We even spoke to him here because he was so gentle, and I basically asked him, like, when you played, did something just come over you? He kind of said, yeah, you know, like, that's the sort of guy that he was. And I love that you got to work with him. And unfortunately, there probably had to be a lot of times where you were tap dancing because the game wasn't much of a game on Sunday night. Were you stunned by the way it was all playing out on Sunday night?
You know, the Eagles, I think other than head coach and quarterback, they're more talented at every position. So that was certainly going to be an option in the game. It was fun watching it with Sue because he was a part of the Philly roster a couple years ago in the Super Bowl, but he was also part of that Tampa roster that beat up on the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. And so just, you know, talking with him throughout the game of, like, I've seen this before, I lived this. You know, we got to him early. We got to him, affected him. And you just saw from the jump. I thought the two big plays early were two of those quick passes that the Chiefs completed. DeJean tackled right away. And then Quinyon Mitchell tackled the dude right away. And they've supplemented their run game with that all year long. And it was like, uh-oh, if they're going to be all over us and this isn't going to work, then what are we going to do? And it was amazing to see how they were able to get after Patrick with that four-man rush. And Patrick, his pocket presence might be the best in the game right now, but you could see it really affected him. And there were some times where he was stepping up maybe when he didn't need to. And there were obviously a lot of times where he was under heavy duress and couldn't do much about it. But it was pretty impressive performance by the Eagles.
Yeah, walk me through what happens to a quarterback when that happens, where your protection is breaking down and you realize, uh-oh, they're only sending four and they're in my lap. What does that mean?
Hard thing is, when they're only sending four, that means there's seven guys in coverage. And the way the Eagles do it, their eyeballs are on the quarterback. So if you're trying to get the ball out quicker and you're throwing with anticipation, if those guys are looking at you, it makes your job more difficult. And then the second thing being, as a quarterback, that clock just starts to speed up. You know, if you're thinking, okay, normally I've got 3 seconds to throw and I feel comfortable, and all of a sudden, you know, maybe it goes down to 2.5, but in your mind, it's gone to 2 seconds. I've got to hit my back, make a decision, and throw, or else. And I point to one play at the beginning of the second half. Mahomes had Xavier Worthy streaking down the field. They had exactly what they wanted, wide open. And he stepped up, because he had already been hit numerous times in the game, but he kind of stepped up into a sack. And if he was able to do what he would normally do, sit back there, be comfortable, and throw that ball, it was going to be a touchdown. And who knows if the game changes or not. But they obviously loved that play going into the game because they ran it again in the second half and hit Worthy for 50 yards. But those are the little things that happen during a game that can really affect a quarterback. And for me, we were, I mean, I might have been higher than anybody in the stadium in terms of where we were sitting. And I absolutely love being up there. You can see everything. So it was pretty cool.
Ryan Fitzpatrick here on the Rich Eisen Show. When Thursday Night Football saw Philadelphia this year, it was that home date against Washington, and Jaden Daniels was obviously already Jaden Daniels and was clearly the only impediment to the Eagles winning a division title. And the Eagles needed a 20-point fourth quarter and two touchdowns from Saquon to pull that thing out. And if I had told you when Saquon left that set after the fans were chanting, you know, thank you to the Giants, when you were doing your post game that night on Prime Video, Ryan, if I told you that those were the Super Bowl champs and going away, they were going to be Super Bowl champs, you would have said what at that point?
I believe you. And, you know, I wasn't as high. Andrew Whitworth, all season, he's been in my ear. This is the most talented team in football. This is the most talented team. And look, if you look at their roster, and especially in the trenches, which is what all the big boys like to talk about, are absolutely dominant. Probably the best offensive line, probably the best defensive line in football. But then you scratch your head as you're watching these guys. Okay, but they also have two of the best receivers in football. All right, they've got the best running back in football. All right, they've got a quarterback who is, you put him where you want. There's a lot of controversy over that, but a quarterback that's getting paid and is probably a top 10 quarterback in football. So you're sitting there going, A, how do they have this much money to spread around? And B, how is Howie Roseman not winning GM of the year every single year for the Rocks, which he's been assembling?
It is that simple when you think about it. But wouldn't you put Hurts top five now? I mean, in all seriousness, guy's made the Super Bowl twice. He's made the he's the first guy in 18 quarterbacks to make it back to the Super Bowl after losing one. Then he wins it. He's made the playoffs every single year. He's been a full-time starter. That's four in a row. He's won 45 regular season games, four playoff appearances, two Super Bowls, winning one. Those are the same numbers as Mahomes in his first 4 years, with the exception of four fewer regular season wins. Mahomes had 49 in his first four seasons as a starter. You know, and I know Allen and Mahomes and Lamar and Burrow are four guys that I think you would name as top five off the top of your head. Why not throw Hurts in this mix right now?
Oh, Rich, you want to get me in trouble.
I don't wish to. But
it's just such a sensitive subject. I think, you know, the top four are the top four. I completely agree with the list that you threw out there, and I don't know that anybody would disagree with that list. I think in order to be a top fiver, you've got to be picked up and be able to be dropped in any system and be dynamic, elite, and still be a top five quarterback. I think with Jalen Hurts, he is in a system that completely matches and marries his skill set. And so I think everything that he does is highlighted in this system, much like with Tua, much like with Brock Purdy. So if these guys play well and they have good pieces around them, they're in that conversation. Jalen Hurts obviously winning a Super Bowl. The performance he had in the last Super Bowl, which I think doesn't get talked about enough, you know, even though he had the fumble, he's played his best in the biggest moments. And so a lot of credit to him. I don't want it to come off as a slight to him. I just don't have him in the same category as those other guys.
So who's five? What
it's
do you
hard.
Got?
Fives are rotating. It's rotating. Five through nine are just rotating depending on the week and depending on the year.
Well, I guess, you know what, Goff would be in that conversation. I mean, you put Herbert, although Herbert, we're waiting. I mean, Hurts is a winner in a way that, you know.
Hurts, Herbert, Goff, Stafford. I mean, you know, you start to freak Jaden Daniels. The problem with this game is you start to forget a few people, then everybody gets upset. But right. It's like from the last year, Baker's probably in that conversation too with the way that he played. So, yeah, I just think it's a revolving door, maybe between 5 and 10 of the way guys are playing.
Well, and I also see, I guess, the Flintstones sort of grand poobah Bills lid over your left shoulder there behind you. Do you think the Bills in any way, shape, or form can take something away from the Eagles' Super Bowl 59 win and say, okay, this is the way we're going to beat Mahomes. This is the way we're going to make sure Mahomes doesn't even make it to the Super Bowl anymore. based on the way that he just didn't make it to the Super Bowl podium, Ryan?
Yeah, I mean, I think the most impressive thing and what everybody is looking at after that performance is, gosh, that D-line matters. Those four and being able to generate a rush without having to blitz guys is a big deal. And so you see that's what the Eagles have invested in over and over and over again. And you ask, how can they lose Fletcher Cox and be better on the defensive line? And, you know, they didn't wait. They got Fletcher, but they brought in other young guys, Davis and Carter, and he kind of helped groom them. And then he stepped away, and they're ready for their moment and their role. So I think looking at where you're investing your first-round draft picks and your second-round draft picks is really important. And if you look at historically Howie Roseman, there's a pattern to what he does. You know, and the amount of guys that he's drafted on defense early has been really impressive and usually has come to pay off.
All right, Ryan, appreciate it. You know, give me the number of Super Bowls you think the Eagles can win over the next 5 years. What do you think?
I mean, three. I think they're set up to do it. So let's put the number at three. You know, the interesting thing with the landscape is if you look at the AFC has all these quarterbacks, right? And the NFC, Jaden Daniels, certainly emerging. But you would say probably that they're a little bit behind in terms of the top-tier quarterbacks. And so you're looking at the NFC going, man, you know, Detroit just lost a couple of coaches. They'll be healthier next year, but Philly's really got an opportunity here to make a run and to get into this Super Bowl multiple times in the next 5 years.
Ryan, really appreciate your time, certainly over the season. If you're in LA, come in here, and if not, I'd love to just keep checking in on you to get your thoughts on what's going on in the draft and the combine and free agency and whether you've been, you know, awestruck or touched on the shoulder by somebody that's been on this program, and we can maybe help foster a relationship with. You know, we're here for you. That's what we're saying.
Rich, thank you. I really appreciate that.
You got it. You got it. That's Ryan Fitzpatrick. Everybody check out his pod with Andrew Whitworth. And, of course, always fun checking out the gang on Thursday Night Football on Prime Video right here on the Rich Eisen Show. There goes Ryan Fitzpatrick, everybody.
And don't forget, he gave us a great fantasy name.
Which is?
Finger Gunned by Costner.
Finger Gunned by Costner.
Great fantasy name.
Okay. I mean, there you go. Oh, God, that's terrible.
Is that me singing?
That is you.
Oh, gosh.
You used to sing Fitzmagic.
Well, he's worthy of being sung about.
No doubt about that. Three Super Bowls in the next 5 years.
Do you?
There's not enough flowers in Los Angeles.
I don't even want to throw that out there, but.
Not enough helium in Los Angeles to fill up the balloons for TJ Jefferson's corner.
Do you think the Eagles rattle off a more impressive run than the Chiefs just did?
5 out of 6, 7 straight championship games. By the way, that 7 straight championship games is an active streak.
Right. Which, you know, could still be.
I mean, we're always wondering if this team can catch that team, if that team's already caught the other team.
It's going to be almost impossible for someone to match with these Chiefs.
I would agree with that assessment.
But if they go back, I mean, think about a year from now, we could be talking about the Eagles going for a three-peat.
And then, but then we'd have to be like, all right, so 5 years from now, are they like?
But if they three-peat, I mean, obviously we're jumping way ahead. If they three-peat, they're already more impressive, right?
Yeah, but no one's ever three-peated, so I don't think we.
I know,
even
but the Chiefs were just, you know, a kickoff away. They were never in that game.
They were never in that game.
They were a kickoff away.
They were never in that game.
Yeah. No one's going to three-peat.
844-204-RICH, right. Number to dial. Andrew Bogish is here on the Infinity Sports Network with an update. And we're off and running on this Friday. As a business owner, you're always going that extra mile to pursue your passions. So you deserve partners who can help you go further with premium benefits and rewards. The American Express Business Platinum Card offers world-class business and travel benefits so you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. With the Amex Business Platinum Card, you can earn 1.5 times membership rewards points on select business purchases, and you can get complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
No one knows music like Rolling Stone. Senior writer Brian Hyatt talks the biggest music news from the biggest stars.
Almost everyone is teaming up on Drake. It's like Drake versus the world.
Yeah.
You first met Prince, you were driving for him before you were drumming for him.
That's correct.
Stevie Wonder!
You kind of have to understand how Stevie began.
White Radio. That's where the money was. That's where it still is. You know what I'm saying?
Rolling Stone Music Now. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
When we had our first segment, you were talking about all the movies that you get maybe thrown at you. One film you did not mention, The Untouchables, which is another film. For me, that is a remote drop. Where I see it on TV, I just have to drop the remote, no matter where I am in the film. Do you have a Sean Connery story you can share?
I remember one time, I was with Sean, I was in Chicago, and as I was kind of talking to him, this girl was really trying to get my attention. She was cute, and I didn't want to rush over there, because Sean told me a story one time of a girl sitting next to him that kept tapping him, and he knew she was there. He knew he was going to get to her, but he kept up his conversation, kept it up, finally tapping. Finally, when this dumb conversation was over and he really wanted to see what the bird was all about, he looked over at her, and her cigarette was just now hanging out of her mouth. She was trying to give him what he thought was a note, and it was a lighter, and so she looked pretty pathetic. So I had that story on my mind when I was with him, and some girl was trying to get my attention, like looking over, and finally I'm kind of done with him, and I think, well, I'll stroll over and see what she really wants. So I did. I walked, and she was behind the ribbon, and I got really close to her, and I said, yeah, and she goes, could you get me Sean's autograph? And I went like, I felt like I had a cigarette hanging out of my mouth like this. I said, yeah, of course I could do that.
The biggest star.
Yeah, and the real deal, and, really honest. I mean, he was upset on Untouchables. He was upset because he thought somebody had treated him wrong in production. It was going to cost him money, and money was important to him, how it worked and that kind of thing. And he was really angry. He was in a bar, and he called me over, and he goes, Mr. Nash. He'd call me Ness. He
goes, Mr.
Nash. Yeah, and I go, yeah. And I go, what? He goes, can you sit down here with me? And I sat down, and he had this piece of paper, like a yellow pad, mm-hmm. just like what you have.
Yeah.
And he said, do you remember this? Do you remember that? And it was like stuff that was right and stuff that was wrong. And I said, I remember that. And yeah, I remember that. And he goes, God, thank you. And he went and tore this guy's head off. He just needed to be sure. He needed to be sure that he wasn't going to be wrong.
All facts confirmed by
Kevin
Costner.
He didn't want to kind of, yeah. But boy, then it was lit. Then it was on.
Look out.
Yep. That's our guy, Kevin Costner, multiple appearances on this show, talking about all of his movies and all of the backstories. I think he told a great Gene Hackman story from No Way Out.
One of the coolest guys you'll ever meet.
Who, Costner, right?
Yeah.
I met him for the first time at Fenway Park.
Oh, before the All-Star game, right?
Yeah, 1999. Yeah. Remember the All-Star?
Oh, I do.
Remember the
I do remember
that. The All-Century team. They came out of the garage in center field of Fenway Park like they came out of the corn, and Kevin Costner was on the mound, and he announced the All-Century team, and I was standing behind home plate behind Carlton Fisk describing the action for ESPN Radio's pre-game coverage of the 99 All-Star game, in which Pedro Martinez met the moment in a way that few stars can meet a moment when people are expecting him to strike everyone out. Because he pretty much did. 5 out of the 6 he faced. They should have ended the game, actually, when he came out of the game. There's nothing else to see.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
You know, back on the Rich Eisen Show, everybody. Hyundai. You can get a Hyundai on Amazon right now, which is pretty cool. Speaking of Amazon, we just said goodbye to Ryan Fitzpatrick. And you can order a Hyundai on Amazon, and the best part is you don't have to break down a car-sized Amazon box after, because you pick up your Hyundai at the dealer. Hyundai is now available on Amazon. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Limited availability. Pick up through a participating Hyundai dealer in select markets. Let's go to the phone lines here. Tim in Buffalo, New York. Speaking of the Bills, you just talked about them. What's up, Tim?
Hey, Rich. Long time, first time. I got to know what's more likely for you.
Okay.
Does James Cook get his $15 million a year extension that he's demanding, or do he and the Bills part ways acrimoniously because we won't make him the second highest paid running back in the league?
Great question, Tim, in Buffalo, because this is going to be the fault line, if you will, of will we see a reimagining of paying running backs based on the fact that the Packers did it and the Ravens did it and the Eagles did it. The Ravens, not so much as the Eagles and the Packers, but they did it for Josh Jacobs. They spent money, the Ravens did, on Derrick Henry and Saquon, we all know the story too. And will we now see a reconfiguration of, for certain players at the running back position, we will now pay that market value? And the $15 million figure, Tim, that you're referring to was on an Instagram, pardon me, on an Instagram live that we've gone out and got up on the screen. You could see at the very bottom what we're spotlighting here. He responded to a conversation about his future in Buffalo saying 15 mil year, which would put him between, put him second overall behind McCaffrey in terms of an annually paid running back. And we'll see. We'll see. Because I'll tell you what, I had James Cook in not one but two fantasy leagues this year.
I mean,
and I was thinking he's going to have a dynamite postseason because they're not using him like a bell cow. They would sit him for multiple series. Here comes Ray Davis. Here comes Ty Johnson. On third down, let's take James Cook off the field.
Well, against the Chiefs, famously, he wasn't out there at the end.
His last touch was with 9 minutes to go in the AFC Championship game.
Yeah.
And he's a difference maker. Trust me. I saw it on the Orange Bowl one night as a collegian. True. And so I don't know. Like, do you think Ray Davis can do all the things that James Cook did? Do you think Ray Davis can be a touchdown from scrimmage monster like James Cook did? Can you, when you just went as far as you did and the rest of the conversation being, who are the playmakers for Josh Allen? And he wins the MVP anyway. And, you know, Dalton Kincaid, can he step up and be a difference maker at the tight end spot in a way that we've seen just for instance, Sam Laporta do it? I don't know. This is going to be a fascinating part of this offseason. Will Brandon Bean pay James Cook top of the running back market value? Or will they just say, on to the next? Because we made the AFC Championship game without Stephon Diggs and with Mac Hollins, and we'll just do it with Ray Davis. I would do it. You know how I feel about running backs. Do it.
I do.
You don't have to.
I do know how you feel, and I want to play a little game in 10 seconds. I want to play a little game with you about this.
All right. Well, and then we'll fill in the radio audience what we're playing the game about in hour number two of this Friday program coming up.
Okay, I want to look at the 2025 average salary for some of these running backs, and I want you to tell me if James Cook is better than these guys and if you would pay him higher. Let's start at the $7 million baseline. He should at least get a raise to at least Aaron Jones. Would you rather have James Cook or Aaron Jones?
Well, obviously Aaron Jones is longer in the tooth.
Tony Pollard, $7.25 million.
I hear you.
Derrick Henry, I think we can say his $8 million per year is a bargain for what he gave last year. How about DeAndre Swift, $8 million per year?
Obviously, I want James Cook.
Chuba Hubbard, $8.3 million. Got a nice raise after how he performed last year.
Sure.
Joe Mixon, $8.5 million. Ramondre Stevenson, $9 million. David Montgomery, $9.1 million. James Conner, $9.5 million.
Now, the issue with you saying these numbers for some of these players is some of them have not given you the production that you're looking for. And that might be the point of view of like, you're paying this amount of money, but, and they're not producing. So let's go into this running back draft that is apparently so deep and talented and go that way. But again, my pushback is the amount of money that you're talking about is like what? Backup guard sometimes? You know what I mean? And I don't understand why you look at the running back spot and say, that's where we're going to cut. That's where we're going to act like we don't have the revenue. That's the belt tightening position. I never understand why running backs are viewed as the belt tighteners on your cap.
You want to give him the Josh Jacobs deal? 4 for $48 million?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Why not?
Yeah, that seems...
you know what I mean? Like, I think you can get yourself another linebacker. You can get your... Hey.
I think that seems pretty fair.
With the amount of money that you save, if you're saying I can get a Zach Bond type guy, now you're going to give me to pause. But James Cook means something.
I think that's pretty fair, the Josh Jacobs deal.
I think so too. Huh. And if you want, and if you give some guy $15 million a year and he's now going to go crush it for you, I never understand why we're going to this is the position we're going to belt tighten. It's the roster version of Jerry Jones looking at coaches and saying, I'm not paying you. And the thing about that one that's totally off the reservation for me is there's no cap concerns there. It's just you not wanting to pay. And trying to back up your play in front of the rest of your colleagues when you're in an owner's room and you're saying you're paying too much for coaches. There's dead money everywhere and you're rising my costs of doing business because of it. So, yeah, I'd pay James Cook. Hour number two coming up.
YouTube personality Benny Johnson has cracked the code on a new era of newsmaking.
It's got to be music to your ears. It's like the angels singing.
Listen, learn, and laugh.
I had a feeling you'd be in a very good mood. Oh, this is going to be a glorious day on Capitol Hill for you, sir.
It's a new cultural landscape.
So it's an important moment right now. Does this deserve another look?
The Benny Show.
Seize it in all of its glory.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.